Blog Talk Radio.
Big dollar, big dollar, big dollar, give me the dollar, dollar, dollar. Big dollar, big dollar, big dollar, give me the dollar.
Just a nigga with some poopy. Now I'm in the
But your past don't exist. Got a pad on your list. Got a pad on your lot. Calabasas ain't the move. That's where everybody live. Plus the mountain is hot. You forgot what you got.
Hold up. No sense. I recommend I'm on with acoustics. I recommend a beer for the juices. I recommend you live what the truth is. Psychedelic views and affinity pools. You're checking out. Once I sweat them edges out. Head down like vanity. I got the fuck ups. I got the damage fees. I got the gold dust. I got the anesthesia. When you chose us, it's in a fantasy. We about to go up. See at the end of me. Never got no love, but understanding me. Maybe can mold us. And
baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. Baby, I'm just trying to let my head down.
Take all my coal, do you promise to stay? If I give you my heart, would you throw it away? Do you mean what you say when you tell me you love me?
Do you really? Do you really?
Call my homegirl, tell your best friend, you can slide through on the road. Welcome, 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 everybody. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and this is Poetic Therapy. And y'all have to forgive my co-host. He's running late tonight. I don't know what's going on, but Stan, I hope you're all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, a real entertainment network sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? Now, this is a place where you can come and release some mental stress through healthy conversation and some good open mic poetry. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And y'all press that 1 so you can be heard and participate. I love you too. Before I get started and opening up these mics, I want to send a shout-out and a thank you to our illustrious CEO and a very good friend of mine of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Now, I got a little something here for you guys. I was actually trying to decide what piece I was going to read for y'all tonight. So, let me see. I got a couple of pieces here. I think I'll do my newest piece. Kind of like it. Trying to get used to hearing it. I don't know. It goes a little something like this. This is called His Oasis. He loves looking in her windows just past that perfectly structured brown frame that holds them, because she has an extensive library in them. And that is where he discovers her. He pulled her out where she was drowning in sorrow and taught her how to feel the rain, dance in her storm. His words speak so beautifully to her soul, she almost forgets to breathe. The creativity that flows from his heart through pen to paper are like a gentle breeze picking up each lock of her hair. He told her that all he wants to do is just heal her. So she loves his version of the story of her body, fullness and soft words when he needed healing replay in his mind when he's away from her, as he craves a pinch of her attention. So writing about tasting her comes with ease. She loves him. He is her earth, and she is his oasis. And that's that piece. I hope you enjoyed, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to open up this first mic to our word for music. How you doing? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight, La Perla Negra? And that was a great poem that you just recited.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm good. I'm good. Got a little emotional earlier because somebody in their music in their piece, but I'm doing great. That was a beautiful piece. And the music.
I thank you, and I thank Poetic for his help on that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. That was beautiful. That piece was awesome. Y'all got me all emotional. Please tell me, was that your own mixture of music behind that, or was that an actual song that's out?
I sampled from that song, but I put some other stuff with it. So.
Okay. You know, that's a classic, Angel.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm correct, that's by Heat Waves. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yep, it's called Star of the Story, but they did a remake.
There you go.
That.
That's right. I should have remembered that. That's right, Star of the Story. But the word Angel kept playing in my head. But, man, I loved it. I really, really loved that. So,
thank you.
What's going on with you? What's on your mind? Anything you want to get off the chest?
Yeah, I want to break this work computer for going so slow and lagging behind. But
oh, God.
It is what it is. I don't want to have to pay out extra money. So
no, you don't.
And plus, they owe me money from Retro, so I ain't trying to mess that up.
I know that's right. Don't give them a reason. Please don't give them a reason to say no.
No, brother got a raise right here, and he's like, oh, well, wait a minute now. You're almost a year and a half behind on the Retro?
Oh, man.
And I'm going to try to break your computer? I don't think so. I won't do that.
Right? It's already going backwards. You don't want to go back no further.
No. No, I will not.
I know that's right. I know that's right. That's an awesome job you do, though, with the music and the pieces. And I wish I had that skill. I really do. But my thing is something totally different. So, and I'm grateful for it. But, that's all right.
I'm grateful that you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Now, I want to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I'm looking at two pieces right here, and I was going to make it into one, but you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to save that other one for another time. I got a piece called Words. I got a piece called Words with Associates. It's wordplay.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Words with Associates. Don't let me preside over elaborate lab rats. Running around in accurate patterns in a labyrinth based on abandoned myths that people get attached to fanatics who stalk Brad Pitt with passionate attraction to him acting like a cashier wearing cashmere. Some women say he's handsome, that they overlook the bad scripts. Lust have them in entrapment enchanted that their colons are impacted. Exact movement by peristalsis down the shaft up. Exit the sphincter into the lap dish and take each specimen through the back door to examine it. Challenge yourself to provide proactive to every slap face and captured film. I'm sorry, but that map is old enough to detach from Noah's boat or wasn't an ark. And if God was one of us, call me Joan Osborne with one bad apple, spoiling the whole bunch like I sung with the Osmonds. Under hypnotic osmosis in Missouri, the state of show me. This is a photo op for showbiz, and I'm on the marquee. Oh, she's just a friend undercover in satin cloth sheets. I'd be that Eddie Murphy and Rick James, my girl wants to party, but she looks like she was going in the alley like Vince Lombardi. And this is a word shopping spree. I farted Grey Poupon on Vladimir Putin, so pardon me. The stench is so rancid it's entrenched in James Harden's beard. Do I think R. Kelly abused some of them girls? Obviously, I believe. Never mind. Sit down, Robert, please. In peace.
Wait a minute. You farted Grey Poupon, really?
On Vladimir Putin.
I love it. Wait a minute. What else did you say? Colons are impacted. Wow. That sounds like you was doing some cleaning out.
They stalking Brad Pitt like that. Dang.
Are they? You know what? I don't really keep up on. I don't follow celebrities. I don't know. I just don't get into it. I know exactly everybody that you're talking about, every name that you name, every piece from a song or a word from a song, I know, but I just do not follow them celebrities. I don't know what they're doing to him or what's going on, but God bless him. I hope he's all right. But their piece was awesome as always. That was pretty good. That was dope.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I don't know what I was thinking. It was just coming out, and I was just, okay, let's put that out. Whatever.
That's the way it is. Sometimes I just, you know what, a lot of times I want to write, but nothing's coming to mind, and then I'll put the pen down, and then something will come to mind. And a lot of times it doesn't even make sense to me, but I'll write the words down.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, I'll put them together later, whatever it is. So, yeah. It's all right. It's all right. Thank you so much, man. All right. what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you over to the therapist's office. Now, you know we have a female therapist and we have a male therapist. You choose. But I'm going to tell you now, when my diva comes through, you're going to have to scoot if you're in the male office because he loves talking with her. I don't know what kind of spell she has on him, but he requests her. He sends me text messages and phone calls. He's like, is she coming in? She's coming in tonight. It's almost like I think she's his therapy. I really do. That's what I'm starting to think. You know? And I'm not paying him any therapy from anyone.
No, don't worry about that. I'm going to see the woman therapist because I already know if I don't see her now, I'm going to have the old lady saying, can you turn up my thermostat or turn it down? I'm like, didn't I just turn this thing up before? You just was here about a half hour ago.
Oh, Racy, so thank you so much for coming through and always supporting me. You know, it's always an open mic here waiting for you.
Oh, thank you very much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Man, ladies and gentlemen, that was C-34 Music with Words with Associates. Wow, that was pretty cool. I'm going to open up this next microphone. See who we got on the mic. Area code 484. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Blaze.
Hi, you, honey.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing. Can I do what
it is? Tonight?
Excuse me?
I said you're the only person hosting tonight?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my co-host. Sometimes he runs into a little snit, as we all do in life. You know, life happens. So I'm good, though. I ain't scared. I'm good. I'm glad y'all came through, you know. That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful. So what's on your mind?
Shit, I got a lot on my mind. I think I want to put some of the stuff that's on my mind on your mind and every other female that's listening.
Uh-oh. Well, tell me what's going on. Poetic therapy. Tell me what's going on with you.
You're going to
put that
punishment.
In a Uh-oh.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
I'm
going to
put
wait
that in
a minute. Wait. All right, well, hold on now. Then. Look, the mic is yours.
Have you ever been butt-ass naked, cooch raining and legs dangling, sitting on shoulder straddling? Ain't no need of asking when I'm done. I'm going to leave you baffled and staggering. I'm the master when it comes to eating you out while grabbing on your fat-ass apple friend and smacking them, gently attacking them with fierce force. As I pierce yours with javelin, of course, it's when you're saddling this horse for first. Let me make you a warm rose petal float, vanilla-flavored buttermilk bubble bath and candlelight with an ice-cold glass of 1899, sign of the time, fine white wine with peaches and cream and stuff. And if that ain't mean enough, yo, I'll pick you up out of the tub for a full moon body rub with fruits and oils of all sorts coming from all ports. And we can play this thing here like raw sports. You and I running in and out my garage. Sweetheart, lay down. Please lay down. Relax and let me give you a full size. It'll be so good that you'll say that this can't be man-made while experiencing the visual effects of rose petals appearing to be falling from heaven as they are being gently whisked from my ceiling fan blades. Soft music, it plays to get your sexual intensity rising. Your nips hard yet tantalizing, but why end there? I'm so sincere in showing you that I'm not at all like them other guys. I'll clap on royal blue lights, then shut the door while releasing two of the most beautiful, exotic, black butterflies that you could ever imagine. Then before you could ever catch a whiff of what just happened, come here, girl. Yo, I'll be all over you, sucking on your toes with never-ending, undying passion, ration by ration, and then slowly dashing up to your calf and then licking the flavor off of your legs till I get to your inner thigh. You know what's next. Do I really need to send a text to tell you that I've been that guy with the winning prize? I know, baby. I know. I know. By the way, you keep staring at me with those please, daddy, eat me for dinner eyes. I'll be fucking and sucking you Canada dry without ginger ale under dimlit skies. You'll be forced to cut all ties with those dimwit guys. I can make you so hot till you make the winter skies boil till they evaporate. And yes, oh yes, baby, I want to see you recoil when you masturbate. I'm here for you. I'll spoil. I'm loyal till we crack the case, and I'll stay all day, every day till way past after late. Just know that I'm here to bang your tracks out in space and then bang your back out of place. One more thing. I know. Got you all fucked up, huh? And I ain't even touched nothing, huh? That's some real critical sex. Ripping your hips into mystical flex. You might as well just live it up. Nah, seriously. I'm really digging you, so here's my number. Hit me up. We've not gotten physical yet, but something tells me that you still gon' give it up. I like playing these hypnotic mind games, this fine thing, and I'm gonna make your fine thing. Ooh, baby. Ah, spit it up. Question, do you want some more of me? More of what you yet to receive? Damn, you do? You just can't get enough. I can go on all day, every day. You wanting it, and I'm fronting it and loving it. Yeah, keep right on rubbing it and touching it, letting your loveliness keep hugging this massive ugliness, this glutton for punishment. Yeah, keep right on rubbing it and touching it, letting your loveliness keep hugging this massive ugliness, Miss Glutton for punishment, Miss Glutton for punishment, please, and peace.
Wait a minute. You want to feel recoil when you masturbate? Recoil. Bang your tracks out of space. And then you got the moaning and the breathing and, well, damn. No, I wasn't ready. I really wasn't. I thought I was, but I wasn't ready. Oh, my. I love that video. Damn. Okay, you brought it, and I ain't mad at you. Oh, man, thank you so much, Blaze. Oh, God, what I'm going to do is send you over to the therapist's office. Now, we have C-Double over there in the female office right now. If you prefer to wait for her, finish with him. There's lounge chairs. I mean, I got some recliners out there in the waiting room and some glasses of wine. You know, you can sit back and put your feet up in and chill.
Once she gets finished massaging him, then I can go massage her and her clit tip.
Whoa, wait a minute. That's not the kind of therapist that's in there. This is a psychological therapist, not physical therapist. Okay. Okay. That's probably different. Don't go in there violating my therapist, okay? Now you go in there and get something off your mind, but I think you need to go in there and talk about it. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I'll empty it out on, you know, from my tongue. I'll tell them what's on my tongue and on my mind.
Oh, Lord. All right, bless. Thank you for coming through, love. It's always an open mic here for you. Thank you for the support. One love, one mic. Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, that was ladies coming through with that hot piece like that. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Lord, have mercy. All right. Oh, child. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and you are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Now, let's get up here and open up this next mic to my girl. Woo! Wait a minute now. Acting a fool, y'all. Be patient with me. Hey, Edwina. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, love. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, La Perla Negra. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I am. Okay. So I'll make it do what it do.
I know that feeling.
That's all we can do.
Yes. Oh, if I could tell you the evening I've been having, I can't. I'm not even going to, but.
Well, you know you can. This is poetic therapy, love. So you actually can.
You know, you think when, you know, the children grow up, it's going to get easier. But it seems like they, after they grow up and turn 18, it's a whole other childhood. And I don't know. I love my babies.
I love mine, too.
They drive me crazy. Thinking about doing a piece that I've been working on about Juneteenth, but the evening, it's been pretty hot over there. I think I need to change it around. I have a piece about somebody that I've been missing, and I think I'm going to read that one tonight for you.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. This piece doesn't have a title. I knew you in that way. Like new love knows the road to Eden, leaving breadcrumb kisses to recall his steps. I knew you soft like sleeping breath, peaks and valleys, switchbacks that lead to places, elusive mirages, libaceous oases. I knew how it felt to be in your fold, warm like full womb, embraced, at peace, at home, released. You imprinted on my psyche like the tattoo outlines of the sun that blinded Icarus. I knew you, and there is something in knowing you that took a part of me, that I could never return to. There was no returning to a state of forgetting what it feels like to have my nerves standing on ending. I've plugged into the glory that is you. I knew you, and so I'm forever changed. You're a real cold bitch for leaving me this way. You should have never let me in if you didn't plan to stay. After all the things you've made me feel, I can't go back. You introduced me to a vibe that you couldn't maintain. Motivation, you're a fickle hoe, but I miss you just the same.
Okay. Bye. A fickle hoe. Okay. I like that. I like that. Maybe you should title that fickle hoe. I like that though. I like that. There was one part in there that really caught my attention and kept it. I knew you soft like sleeping breath. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was nice. Wow. That was nice. That gives you Well, I got boobs, and they super soft, so I know what that feels like, you know. So I'm just picturing that in my head. That was nice, though. Mm-hmm. I like that. I really did. Yeah. Let's see, but then the fickle hoe kind of took me in another direction.
You know how you start out missing someone and you romanticize them in rose-colored glasses, and then by the end you're just like, you know what? That's how I was feeling when I wrote this.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you for letting me share my dream laundry tonight with Perla.
That's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Thank you for calling in and supporting. And it's always an open mic here for you, love. Now, I'm going to set you over in the therapist's office. I have a male therapist. And you better get in there early before my diva VIP gets in here, because he just, I don't know what it is about her, but he requests her. Okay. So get in there and you know, let your issues out on him. Grab you a glass of wine and chill out, and everything will be all right. Okay.
Yes, it will. Thank you, and you enjoy the rest of the night.
You too, sweetie. One love, one mic.
Okay. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Edwina with that untitled piece about the fickle hoe. I like that though. I really like that. Oh. Got me Bella here. Hola, mami. Buenos noches. ¿Cómo estás, Betty?
Hola, La Bella. How are you?
I am. Oh, faithful, right back at you. How you feeling, love?
I just started my therapy last 2 weeks ago. So sometimes up and down. So most of the time I'm in bed, but now I am graced with a little bit of a good vibe. And then thank you very much. That's why I'm here, La Perla.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm so glad. You're always in my prayers, sweetie. Always. Always glad to hear. You know, we love you here, the Christian girl. You and your beautiful power
string.
Your wonderful energy, all of that good stuff. And I'm glad to hear you're in good spirits. That's what I pray for. Awesome. So what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Oh, no. Bella called back in and her call dropped. Oh, man, that sucks. That really, really sucks. But Bella, call back in, sweetie, so we can hear your wonderful poetry. In the meantime, I'm going to open up this next microphone and see who we got in here. Y'all have to excuse me. I don't really have my log book for the numbers that are calling in, so I don't know your numbers by heart. I'm going to open up this next mic. Area code 614, welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, La Perla Negra, this is Kelly Connor. How are you doing?
Hi, Kelly. Hey, sweetie. How you doing? Man, what a treat.
Hey, I'm doing good. I heard the term poetic therapy, and I was like, oh, I need to call in for this one.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad you did. Man, yes, it is a treat to hear from you. Oh, man,
oh,
my switchboard is going berserk up in here, though. I don't know what's going on with the switchboard tonight. It's just acting ridiculous, I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I'm not, I won't hold up the line too long, so.
No, you're good. This is poetic therapy. You know, let me know what's on your mind. What's going on?
Well, the behind my piece is the battle. So that's what I was thinking of when I wrote this piece. That's been on my mind, been going on. So I just needed to get something out about that.
All right, well, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
So the title of my piece is Who is Taking Us Home? Things have changed between us. Deflated, no longer elevated, love outdated. We've outdone ourselves and gluing ourselves. The pain of ripping us apart was startling, though we were both at the starting line, racing towards the finish line. We both lost. And at what cost? Our children are in the stands clapping their hands but not knowing who to root for. Which one of you is taking us home? The question not just on their lips but in their eyes. Who is taking us home tonight? We aren't going home together, and we can't even discuss it over all the fussing and tussling about which one of us does the most bustling to hustle for the household. The truth be told, we are just not in love anymore, and that happens. But what happens when the children are asking, who is taking us home? In peace.
You know what? Great piece, but that situation is so common. It's so very common, and it's sad that we have to go through that, but it is a part of life nonetheless. And I thank you for calling in with that. I really do, and it's always an open mic here for you whenever you want to come through.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And
I appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you. I'm going to put you over in therapist's office before my diva come in here because she's going to take up all the therapist time. She loves
let me hurry up. I'm going to scoot over there right quick.
All
thank
right,
you so much.
Lady.
All right.
All right.
Take
one
care.
Love, one bite. Man. That was Kelly Connor. That was a treat. That was a treat, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, y'all have to be patient with me because for some reason my switchboard is just going berserk in here. I don't know what's going on. It's all kinds of stuff lighting up in here. I don't know. Maybe somebody's having fun in here. I don't know what it is. But I'm going to open up this next microphone and see who we got on the line here. Oh, I think this is my diva. Yes.
Hey,
diva. Ooh, child, he's been waiting for you. I'm good. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. He has been waiting for you. Girl, he done put sticky notes all over and text messages everywhere. Is she here yet? I'm like, would you please
well,
just wait? She got a life. Goodness, I think you are his therapy, honestly, because he is about getting on my nerves.
Well, you know, Diva, I think, you know, just between me and you, you know, I might have a ring by next week because he told me he needed me.
Oh. Ooh. Oh.
The scandal.
I ain't mad at y'all. I wish somebody tell me they need me. I'm gonna need some therapy after the show.
I would love
that's
some.
A beautiful thing.
Yeah, but I just think he likes my voice. That's all that is.
I can't blame him, man. I can't blame him because, yeah, you got it's some magic in that voice, some kind of spell that you cast when you use a certain tone. And he just, I think that's what it is, too. Starting to believe, yeah. I didn't think about that, but I was starting to believe. Man, oh, man. So before we get into your piece, love, why don't you tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe? You're a busy lady.
What? Next week? Next Wednesday? You and I will be back in the love zone, and the topic is going to be so good because, you know, we always have fun. But even though that topic is not yet determined, but we always have fun in the love zone. So everybody within the sound of my voice, y'all better come on out and talk with us for a while, have some fun with us. And then next Friday, it may be Express Your Vibe or Renaissance Poetry with Keith Eric. So whichever way it goes, it's all good in the Epiphany Universe. Am I right, Diva?
I know that's right. Yes. Y'all come on through. Love that. Oh, Diva. Hold on a second. She's coming. Can you wait 1 second, please? Can she still help you? All right. Thank you. Jeez. Lord, what did you do to my therapist, huh? Lord, all right. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. I realize I can no longer compartmentalize. I've been out today. Let me start over. I realize I can no longer compartmentalize. I want love. In a time and place that knows no bounds, I need that special one to show me faithfulness and truth. I want reciprocity, compassion, thoughtfulness, and loyalty. I've been scarred. I've lost. A love so great, my grief was the cause. I choose the way to be the way I am now. Go ahead and judge me. You don't know how, nor do you know the why, how I go through life, how many times I cry. I choose not to lose again if it can be avoided. My opinion, right or wrong, I don't need my feelings exploited. Yet, I wish you happy. Even if you feel mad at me, I could still use a friend. This I won't ever pretend. If love is real, make me a believer. I tried so hard to be an achiever. Yet, I tried so hard to make it be. But I learned nothing lasts forever. And the failures didn't lie in me. And that's that piece.
You know what, Diva? I'm going to start really, really paying attention because you have this way of delivering your pieces to where whoever it is that's hearing it has to sit up and take notice. They have to pay attention to you. Because your pieces are just that strong. And I really love them. And I love you. And thank you for coming through.
Thank you, darling.
Please, go on over there and talk to that man before I have to change his paycheck to somebody else's.
You know what? I think what it is that he needs a mini vacay. But what I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to touch him in such a way that he's going to straighten right up. All right.
That's for you. My.
Oh. I'm going to touch him. I'm going to talk with him. And that will touch him enough to have some act right. All right, dang it.
That's right. Now, listen. Diva.
Yeah.
You know I love you. But please leave some of his brain for
I get it.
The other patient.
Some of his brain.
Some, please.
Okay.
At least some stem cells.
All right.
Please. Thank you. Goodness. Lord,
I will leave, but no problem.
What is wrong with you? Can I ask you a question before you leave? Because I got, you know what?
Sure.
No, all right, I'll talk about it behind. No, this is to be talked about behind the scenes. It's just some people are super hard headed. I will talk to you later. Go on in there and put your
all
feet
right,
up,
girl.
Girl.
All right. Thank you.
One love, one mic. Hmm?
One love, one mic.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, my goodness. Wow. I think I'm going to drop a couple tunes on you.
The sun don't shine. The stars don't grow. Everything between us is good. I'm riding.
Love and affection.
all over creation when you had a key standing in front of me. How could it be? Almost gave up completely, but love wouldn't leave. Love wanted me to see. And what I've seen so far is heaven sent. Eloquent and decadent, every drop you send my way, I'll hold on, babe. I've lived this whole damn life all over again, just to meet you once again. Every second, minute, hour, still in place, 'cause you've always been mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host for the evening, the Pearl Negra. The dial-in number is 319-527. Those of you that are streaming in online, that is the same number that you would dial in to listen in or to participate. Let me open up this next mic. Oh, I got Mabella back. She can finish her piece. She can talk to us a little bit more because I didn't get a chance. Bella, 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 welcome back, love. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you, Bella. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine, yeah. Man, that was a big disappointment, your call dropping like that. Let's pick up where we left off at.
Yes. And I was listening to your music. Yeah, very,
okay.
What they call the song? Inspiring? Made me want to write.
Yeah. I'm kind of a lover. I'm kind of like, I like the mushy stuff. I like all kinds of music, but I'm more of a easy going, you know, love me, let me give my heart to you kind of girl. That's just how I am. I can't help it. You know. I don't mind twerking a little bit though, but I'm more so I'm a smooth sailing kind of girl. Mabella. What did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
I have a piece here. It's I wrote this like June 14, last week, I think. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's a new write, and it's a message actually.
Oh, that's awesome! All right, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of the piece is The Message, by Mabella. There are glitters in the sight of a lover. It veils the eyes just like a silk curtain, rare. Then looks become precious, depending on the person who's wearing it. And rarity evolves only in the soul who receives it. That's the story of you and I. That was ours. Before my future chiseled in me, before time decided to race to the finish line, before reality sunk deep in my pores, and as I build a tower around me, layers of cement crawl in my veins, making it difficult to breathe, obliterating my emotions, covering my sight with burnt gravel. I am disgustingly numb, anesthetized to the flesh, though I wanted to see you, but I know not how. With mine eyes shut tight, bonded flesh, chilled cool, and paralyzed soul, How can I possibly see through? How can I possibly feel? The love I once wiped your lips with is now cocooned with mucilage, blasted to the roots, waiting for its painful demise. And all my tongue can murmur in slurred tune is, in time, you will remember all this. Though I lack stories to tell, reasons for a thousand whys, you will learn to understand. And when that do comes, you will again see love the way how I used to give it, the way how you envisioned it. Then doors will open again to see the beauty in love, to see love in aches. You will grow from this pain, I promise you. You will love again, then you will forgive me. You will learn how to forgive me for setting you free. And boom.
Oh, man. So you will learn. You will learn. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I know that's right. You know, you sound like a lover, Stella, a very giving lover. All of your pieces, and you've taken a lot as well. You've absorbed a lot, and I understand that because I'm the same way. Man, all your pieces are so beautiful. We always look forward to hearing you on here. But, you know, we kind of miss. We go through, like, withdrawal when we don't hear from you for a long time. Like,
thank you.
You need a bell piece. Seriously, yo. Man.
You know, La Perla, there's actually a story behind that, too. And I was with this person for like a year. We haven't met, but we know each other more than a year. And because of the pandemic, it's stopped us from meeting each other. And lately, I remember I went to this one show with Mojave, and I realized that I am not emotionally healed by everything because I still go back in the past and go back. And then I have to go back to my treatment because I'm still battling with my cancer. So for me not to be heavy with this person, I had to let go. Like you wake up in the morning, you just tell the person that you dearly adore that it's over without any word, without any explanation. And until now, up to now, he keeps asking and asking what happened. And I can't tell him really what happened because I myself cannot explain why. But I think I have to. And I have faith in time he will understand. But he's still there. Still there. And I feel heavy, but I try not to entertain it because a lot of people be telling me that you have to focus on yourself and your healing physically, because if you keep on entertaining a lot of things, negative and sadness and, you know, roller coaster emotion, you will not heal. And this is my fourth time with my chemo, and this might be the last, so I'm trying to ace it as much as possible.
Okay, all right. That is true. You know, in the course of us healing, our mindset plays a big, big part in how our body heals itself. And within just the healing period, the process that it has to go through. So I agree with the others that were telling you, you need to focus. What you do is redirect your energy to yourself, okay? Because it's hard to get someone out of your mind, especially when you care about them. Believe me, I understand. It is one of the hardest things to do is to release someone that you have an attachment to. It's very, very difficult. But the more that you focus and you refocus that energy on yourself, the easier it will become for you to just let that person be where they are. They'll always be there. But your health,
your mental well-being, your spirit is more important than anybody outside of you, okay? Because if you don't take care of that, then you just won't, you won't be. And we can't have that, okay? You must be better. We can't have that, okay? You got to be here. We need you, honey. We need your poetry. We need your good energy, okay? So, you know, and you're always in my prayers, baby, always.
Thank
you. Put some more
white
lights around you, okay? You know we love
you
here, all right? And you know you can call me anytime, day or night, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I love you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Love you too, baby. And I'll put you over in the therapist's office. I think he's finished with VIP, but, you know, my therapist got a kind of, he got kind of a thing for her. And I don't know. You might have to go next door to the female therapist and talk to her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetie. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
No. Me fella. She's so sweet. Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to open up this next mic to, oh, Lord. I ain't going to say the name. I ain't going to say the name, but who knows what it is. You know what it is. Hey, Joe, the verbal mind dancer. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing. I'm good. How you doing, LaPerla Negra? How you doing this evening?
I'm doing. I'm doing. I'm making it do what it do, too.
What's good with you?
Oh,
not much. Not much. You know, I got some family over there. You know, they're back making a bunch of noise and whatnot, so I'm trying to find a quiet place.
That's all right. That's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with family around making noise. That's what we're supposed to do.
Oh, no.
You know, let you know everything is live. I see that music jumping in the background, though. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but you know, don't get it twisted. Now this ain't no Juneteenth celebration. This is a birthday party. Yeah.
Ah, well, happy birthday to whomever. Happy birthday.
Yeah, my niece Michi. Happy birthday out there, Michi. Yeah.
Okay. Nice shout out to her. That's what's up. All right. Look, hey, I want a plate.
They ain't grilling. They in the kitchen burning.
Oh, man.
Yeah. How is it is are they bad women here?
That's all right.
It's burning up out there.
Yeah, we still get to them when it comes down to eating and cooking, honey. We do not play. I get it. That's all right. As long as you enjoying yourself, that's what's up.
Oh, that's for the kids. Ain't but a bunch of youngers out there. I ain't got time for that. Let them do that thing. I did sneak in a couple pictures, but what can I tell you?
Okay, well, look, post them when you get a chance to post them. You don't see them. See what you look
like
in party mode.
You ain't gonna see me. You see them. You won't see me.
We ain't gonna see you. Okay.
Yeah, I got warrants, girl. It's law after me. I can't be seen.
Okay. All right. Well.
I stay behind the camera.
I'm quiet as kept. Quiet as kept. All right. That was. I know you brought something, man. Your poetry.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I bought you something. Yeah, absolutely.
I know you did. And whenever you're ready, girl, the mic is yours.
Okay. You know, y'all got to forget the background noise, but I can't help that. So here we go. It's called House Tiger. She flicks her tail and lies in wait. Honey, mustard, yellow, and cream. The Serengeti connection is clear in her chi. Sage and high energy ground rose hips. She nudges my hand away, purring a yawn with beautiful fangs, stretching out her claws to swipe a treat. Fuzzy little teardrop lay by my side to sleep. I dare not move as I lay like prey. Feeding time has no schedule. She plays when she wants you. A gaze like, who are you? Finicky little she is my pet. Desert sand in a litter box, jungle trees in my closet, leaping, creeping as she fast attacks. It seems a plastic bag entered her terrain. Exploratory creature in nature of square footage. Let me brush my hoodie free. my furniture burnisher and torn pieces, my in-house beastie, sucking through my teeth speech as she comes. She made the case to try slides, my shoelaces have gone by. Nocturnal eyes glow in darkness, her legion rolls through darkness, the house tiger purrs. That's my piece. Thank you.
The house tiger purrs. Well, damn. Okay. I like that. She after you, Joe? Hmm? That house tiger after you?
Yeah, when she wants something, yes, indeed. When she wants something.
Okay. When she wants something. Well, that's typical, of course.
You got a cat, you know the drill. You got a cat, you know the drill.
Look, I got three of them, okay? Mm-hmm. Three of them. And they are three different personalities, and don't let me get started on them, please. Do not let me get started on them. Something wrong with them. They got issues. They got no chill.
No, they got personality. That's why I like them so much. They got personality.
Okay, you a real cat person. See, I look at them. One of them giving me the side eye right now because he know I'm talking about them. But it's all good. Black ass. Yeah. Excuse me. Well, thank you so much, Joe. As always, it's an honor, it's a treat for you to call in and share your poetry with us. I really, really appreciate that. And it's always an open mic here for you. I'm going to set you over in the therapist's office and go in there, put your feet up and talk to her because I know she's probably ready for another patient to come in there. So go on over there, put your feet up and tell her what's on your mind. All right.
I gotta get away from this loud party. What love with Mike?
All right. Enjoy. Nah, nah. Bye.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Ooh, before I open up this next microphone, I'm going to do this real quick. Welcome back to Poetic Therapy, ladies and gentlemen. It is going on 10:30. We've got about four more minutes. You have up until 11 o'clock to call in. Actually, I'm going to give you up until 9, because after that, the Blog Talk lady, she don't have no chill. She has zero F to give, and she will cut you off if you are streaming in online. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press 1 to be heard and participate. I love you, too. And now I'm going to open up this next mic to my Canadian connection. Lady A, how you doing, Diva? Welcome to the
Hi, hi, how are you?
I am. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I've just been listening to the poet's call, and I was listening to Bella, and she's just so amazing, isn't she? She's
She is. She's wonderfully amazing. Yes.
Yeah, she's so brave and beautiful, and I just adore her. And I'm so glad that she called in tonight. So, love you, Mibella.
She is very brave. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. She. I don't think she understands how much we do love her here. And it is a genuine love. It's not just being said to her. We really, really do enjoy her her poetry.
It's
just
so
hearing
special,
her voice, her presence, her energy is just beautiful. Really, really.
Yeah.
From day one, you know.
Absolutely,
We just absorb all that good energy that she brings, and that's how she comes every single time. Now, speaking of good energy, lady, how you doing?
Not too bad. I life is what it is, and I we have a choice to make to be happy or not, and I'm trying to be happy.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is always it is a choice to be happy. You know, that makes the difference between heaven and hell, honey, how you love yourself and whether or not you
find
your happiness inside.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, it doesn't mean when people aren't going to have black days and blue days and crying days, but you can't stay there too long. You got to pull yourself up and out. So, so I've come with a poem tonight called "There Is Life After Death."
All right.
And
awesome.
It goes like this.
Mikey
Quiet
Joy.
Was the room. Crystals on the table, new age music played eerily yet peaceful. Scented candles of lily and lavender burned. A vacant chair waits for one I miss and for him yearn. Vibrations of love pure and sweet filtered out the wickedness of evil and deceit. She came, then he, a message to impart for two daughters and their broken hearts. Next was a man, stern and unbending. He said there was no apology, but love I am sending. There was a letter written long ago that revealed the writer loved him. We reap what we sow. Timid was the man who next came into view. Two numbers were penned. He didn't think she knew. Those numbers were emblazoned, etched deep into her brain. Then words were whispered, a familiar sad refrain. He said, let's not talk about it. An accident it was. She dreamed so many dreams she did not know the cause. He said what mattered now was that she knew his heart was true. He loved her then. He loves her now. He never did impart. On her bed beside her, as she cried and grieved his death, amid the shrine of pictures and love letters of great depth, he remained a devoted lover. He saw each tear that dropped. Her grief nearly destroyed her. He stayed. He cared. He watched. There were many things he said that day, secrets no one could know. He'd say 12 long years from when he died, questions put to rest. She knew he was alive. There is life after death. I know it's true. His sweet spirit came to me just like me and you. We talked of all the love we have, our future up in heaven. I never questioned why again, for our souls are now reckoned. End poem.
Oh, God, that was beautiful. Oh,
Thank
man. You. He remained a devoted lover. He stayed, he stared, he watched. That was absolutely beautiful. Oh, man. Thank you, Lady A. Got me feeling all warm and gushy inside like a chocolate chip cookie fresh out of the oven. Oh, man. I love that. You know I'm silly. But it does.
It's true, though. It's this. I can't explain it either, but I know that his spirit stayed with me a very long time after he died. And he took his life, and it was the most horrific experience I ever had in my life. And I know his he stayed with me for a very long time. And there's much I could say about this, but time is limited. But my own belief in heaven and my own spiritual life tells me that there is life after death. But certainly I've had experiences since he's died that I know that he's okay, and I know that his spirit does live on. And maybe some would say it's just a way of comforting myself, but there was too many tangible things that have been proven that he's around. And I think our loved ones do stay around us. I think that they watch over us and can see us and comfort us in ways that maybe we're not even aware of, you know. Some would disagree with that or feel that it's contradicted in biblical terms and that sort of thing, but I think that there has to be some peacefulness about when we lose people, you know, that they are there with us, their spirits are there with us.
Most definitely. No, you got plenty of time to talk, because actually there's no more callers after you. How can I say this? I don't really look at it as a death. I mean, we all have an expiration date.
Yeah,
but,
our bodies do, yeah.
Yeah, our energy never dies. It just transfers.
No.
That's all.
Yeah.
It just transfers to the heavenly realm. And then I think a choice is made to either come back here in another form or someone else, something, or we have to come back here because there is a lesson that we still haven't learned. And that is why we are here. We are here to learn a lesson, and you know the ultimate goal is love. It is unconditional love and acceptance for everything that we are and do. And a lot of us still have a long road ahead of us. Some of us are here to continue to open up people's hearts and minds and eyes to the fact that we are, this is what holds us together. This is what makes it better. But it's so much more that we have to learn, so much more that is entailed. So, and yes, our loved ones, they are here with us. They watch over us. They become our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
They become our spiritual guides. They're up there talking with
the
angels, you know, and doing what they're doing. So, and some of them, we can feel them. They make their presence felt. Some of them, they're just there. But they are around nonetheless. And you could talk to them, too. You know, you can talk to them and let them know what's on your mind.
Oh, absolutely. And they
do
have messages. And they show themselves through other things and other people. And this experience that I had, I'll tell you what was channeled through this person, if you will. There was she said to me, this person that I was visiting, she said, you know, she said, you live in a split entrance house. And I said, yes. And she said, there's a light that shines. And of course there is a light. It's when you come in the door and there's a light going down the stairs. And, no, she said, no, it's not that light. She said, it's a really special light. And I didn't know what she was talking about. And about, I don't know, couple of 3 or 4 weeks later, I was home and I couldn't sleep, and I went downstairs and couldn't sleep down there, and I came back up the stairs and the whole entryway of my house was illuminated. There were no lights on, but it was completely illuminated. And I looked up, and at the head of the stairs there was a bathroom, and there's a skylight in the bathroom ceiling, the roof, and through that, the full moon was shining through that skylight, and it was lighting the entryway. And what she didn't know was that every full moon of the month, I meet him under the full moon. And there was reason for that. And that full moon was shining, and that was the light that she was talking about. And I thought that was quite amazing, you know. And there were so many other things too. And I, from that day on, I never grieved so painfully after that. It was the sorrow was much. It was lessened, and I never asked why again. Why did you do it? I just knew that he was okay. And it was quite a beautiful.
That's what I'm
experience.
Talking about. I'm so sure. When you meet the energy and the light of your loved ones that have passed on, it's never meant to scare you or cause you harm. It is to bring you some kind of comfort and ease in what you are dealing with. Let you know that I'm here for you. So, yeah, you just be open to it and accept it like you do, and he will continue to comfort you. You know, but God.
Yeah, and
it's
a peacefulness.
Yes.
And plus, you know, there were things I experienced as a nurse. I worked in palliative care most of my career, and there were many things that I saw there that were amazing, and it made your beliefs more solid. It solidified things that you do believe that there is life after death. And you know, there was, I don't know if I told you this or not, but there was a young man that was in one room who was dying, and he hadn't spoken in probably 3 or 4 days. He was we were getting him ready for bed, and then all of a sudden he woke up and he said, Rosa died. And Rosa was a patient in the next room that he did not know, never met her, but her spirit came to his room, and he had said, yeah, and I went in next door, and then she had passed away. So there was a lot of things, like makes me happy almost. Like you think that it's over when we die, but it's not. It's just a new beginning.
Absolutely. That is it. That's all it is. Yes, indeed. Thank you for sharing that with me. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you get your spiritual visits from your past, your loved one. It's an awesome thing because some of us don't get that sense of peace or that visit, because we're still in a learning process, like I said. And, thank you, Lady A. Truly,
thank you very much
for calling
in
and always being so transparent with us. You're such a sweetheart. You really are. And you're always in my prayers. I'm going to put you over there in the therapist's office. Thank you. And, it's always an open mic here for you, sweetheart. All right?
Thank you much. Thank you.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That was sweet. That was Lady A from Canada, everybody. I think I'm going to do this.
Need a little baby. Open up your
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Lady A, that was for you, sweetie. That was Angel by Chaka Khan. Oh, we are back to Poetic Therapy. I am your host, La Perla Negra. You have approximately 15 minutes to call in. I'm going to say 14, because like I said, 10:58, 10:59. After that, you ain't going to be able to get up in here. The dialing number is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1 to be heard and participate. We love you, too. I'm going to open up this next mic to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox. How you doing, love?
Hey.
Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Hey, hello, hello, Miss Shirley. How are you?
I'm good, love. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm going to tell you, though, that that last song kind of, you know, did something to me. I don't know what it did, but... You know, a very touching song, you know what I'm saying? Very touching.
Yes, yes. She's talking to that angel inside of us. She's letting you know it's all right. You're going to get past, you're going to get through it, you know. Open up your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Yeah. I love that song. Yeah, that's what she's talking about, yeah. Tell yourself, you know, talk to that spirit inside. How's your night going, love?
It's going well. It's going great. It's going great. It's slow paced. It's quiet. Very serene. It's a good night for poetry, you know, for thoughts, to write your thoughts down. It's a good night to, you know, write those thoughts down and clean yourself, clear yourself of that energy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lady A and Miss Bella, who I heard recently. Very lovely pieces that they delivered. You know, very beautiful, spirited women, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely, they are. They bring a beautiful energy to me, and I love it. Oh, man. I'm so glad to hear from you all. I hope you're enjoying the food.
Hey, thank you. The food is wonderful. You caught me on guard. Thank you so much for the food.
Oh,
she bought me a basket of fruit, ladies and gentlemen. What a great friend she is. She bought me some peaches. Oh my God. Oh, the cherries. Yeah, they're still here. I mean, she bought me enough for three people. no, the fruit is wonderful. I've been enjoying it. I ain't sharing my fruit with these people. Are you kidding me?
That's good.
You don't even know what it is. No, but thank you so much. So, that's some good stuff there. That's some good stuff. Thank you. I'm honored to thank you. I meant to thank
you. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Well, you did. You did already. I was just hoping you enjoyed it, dude. That's all. And, you know.
I am. I did offer... I did offer a few of them, you know, some fruit, but, you know, they declined, which is a good thing. And, you know, I'll share it with them. But once again, thank you for that. It was really, very beautiful, a gift.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You're more than welcome. I hope my co-host is okay. He makes me worry a little bit when I don't hear from him. Well, you know.
Stan, the mountain man, you know, he might be up he might be up there cutting some firewood or something like that. You know, I imagine him being busy out there in the forest somewhere. He's a mountain man.
Yeah.
You know, so I hope he's okay as well.
Yeah, he's getting that pretty good air, though. I mean, a whole lot of chemicals and radio waves out there. He's got a few, but nothing compared to what we deal with down here. Total different animal.
Right.
You're right. Other than that, it's all good. It was something I wanted to ask you, and then it just slipped my mind, but it'll come back. It'll come back, whatever it is. I'm glad to hear your voice. You know, it's always great when CEO calls in, you know.
Hey, well, I've been listening in. I've been listening in, you know. You know, and I've been, you know, feeling the energy, and it's a beautiful thing. I really just wanted to listen in tonight, you know, like just listen in and take it in sometimes, you know, and, you know, get refueled, get re-energized by, you know, what I hear from others, you know. And I was just led to press one, and, you know. Somebody wanted to hear. Let me re-say that over again. Someone wanted to hear me.
Okay.
Quite frankly, I wanted that person to hear me as well. So I press one so that I can be heard. I press one so that I can be heard and share in the festivities.
That's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. And I appreciate
that. Yeah. Oh, I won't say no names, baby, but
that's what's up.
They
I kind of figured that. I ain't want to make no assumptions though, but that's what's up, definitely.
got my
inbox lit up now. That's a good thing. All right. Well, since you're in here, I know you just wanted to listen, but I know you are never without. I know you aren't. So, and I would be honored that all of us would be honored if you would grace us with a piece.
All right. Well, I think I'll do that. The piece I'm going to read, I'm not reading it for any particular reason. I just chose to read this piece. So, and I say that because I don't want anybody to think that this is something I'm going through or whatever, anything like that. I just chose to pick this piece. And I'm going to do this piece, and this piece is titled She'll Never Know.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. She'll never know. She will never know how much I truly loved her. I didn't know until the stars told me so. The moon in its glow lit candles. She will never know I didn't, but a broken heart told me so. When the world I was standing in with her stopped spinning, when the birds refused to sing those beautiful songs, when the sky took away its rainbows, I should have known, but I didn't, until it was all gone. I didn't know. Thought takes place in the heart. Sometimes I think that I think too much, but how could I with this broken heart? She will never know. I didn't know. Love. Once the feelings that I was feeling went numb, love's touch no longer held on, no longer in my grip. I'd lost it, love's fingertips, her hands lost its softness. Alone sits this life, lifeless, stranded in an abandoned forest. The grass once green, the skies the brightest blues, now browned and grayed without you. Rough ends. How terrible. I wish that I knew sooner. Gray are the clouds now without you. She will never know. She will never know. She will never know. And I'm glad that I never told her so. Shit, worth more than just words as far as emotions go. They run deep. They flow like streams within this river that is me. But she will never know how much I loved her. She left before our favorite song ended. There was so much left to be sang. Happiness, togetherness, melancholy plains, rains, the many droplets, blood-stained droplets on a white, shagged carpet. Where we once laid our love songs, where we once laid our song plays on repeat on an old 45 record scratched, echoing at the part of the song where shit got fucked up at. Skip. She will never know. She will never know. Skip. She will never know. Skip. how much I loved her. She will never get to see this middle finger or the piss I pissed on the dress she left. She will never know, Skip. She will never know, Skip, that this poem is dedicated to her. She will never know. In peace.
You know what? I enjoy that each time I hear it, even more so. And that thing you did, that skip, you just got it. It's a gift. It is definitely a gift. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. But what I'm going to do, love, is send you over to the therapist's office. I don't know. She might, her side might be open. I'm not sure, but I'm going to have to work on, I think, getting a new male therapist because VIP just took him somewhere else, and he just hasn't been the same since she's been going over there.
I don't know what it is.
You know,
I can definitely believe that, yes. She can take you someplace. She a lot of therapy. She needs an apple. You need to give her some fruit.
Oh, Lord.
She needs fruit therapy. She needs fruit
therapy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that might be true. I'm going to check with the doctor and see what he says. Definitely.
Ms. VIP, we love you, Ms. VIP. She needs love, probably love. Love cures a lot of illnesses.
Absolutely.
Baby, baby.
Absolutely, baby, baby. God.
Yes.
I done took my socks
love
off a long time ago.
You took your socks off a long time ago? Is that what you said?
Long time ago. Yes.
You know, that's a beautiful thing to say.
For real, could you please let us know what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe before you get up out of here?
Hey. Yes, Monday night at Epiphany Radio, the Soul Cafe. Let's chill. You know, ain't nothing happening without a damn thing. In peace.
Nothing?
No, I'm just joking. Come check us out at the Soul Cafe. I wanted to see if you were paying attention. Come check us out this Monday night at 9 o'clock p.m. at the Soul Cafe. This Monday, we'll be reading the works of the one and only, my big brother, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. He's given us some poetry of his to read, and we're going to discuss it and see what we can do with it in our own flavor. You know, he's given us some poetry to read, not to emulate him or not to try to impersonate him with, but to do it with our own styles. And we're interested in seeing how we can do with his poetry as well. And I'm looking forward to that. So what we decided to do each week is to take one of the poets from within the community and celebrate their work and see what we can do with it and discuss it and, you know, things of that nature. And we're also picking up our pen at part of the show. So join us, you know, for some creative writing and some neo-soul poetry, hip-hop, and R&B. It's good for the soul. Grab yourself a bowl. The Soul Cafe this Monday night, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And that's that piece.
Thank you very much, Pharrell. That was wonderful. Appreciate that. Appreciate you coming through and showing love all the time.
Thank you, Ms. Pearl.
Send you over there. You're welcome, love.
One love.
Send you over there, too.
One love.
One love, one mic.
One love, darling. Bye-bye.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. Real Poet Douglas. I'm going to open up this next microphone to area code 973. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Oh, I didn't know I was in queue. It said Wiener. I was listening.
was in the lab.
Oh, okay.
I think I said one last minute.
Oh, okay. All right, sweetie. I'm going to go to the next caller then.
Okay. All right.
All right, I'm going to open up this next mic. So, Mr. Automatic Chasmatic, how are you doing? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
I'm doing just fine.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What you got going on, Otto?
I'm working on my book. Not a poetry book. That's my next project, mm-hmm. but I'm working on my other book.
Okay. All right. What is the what's it called? Do you have a title for it yet?
It's called Formula 91382.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. I can't wait till it's out. I'm an avid reader. I love reading books, especially written by people that I know. So just let us know when it's out there.
I wrote the book. I'm writing the book because I think that people should break down information. You study for mm-hmm. exams, you break it down. If you can relate to, there's a difference between studying and relating to the information. Once you break it down, you can relate to the information. Then you have a test to take it, so you can pass that test because you already broke it down to the point you know that information rather than trying to force yourself to know the information. So
absolutely.
It has difficult arithmetic. I've wrote my own database. Codes, graphs, other formulas, and that's what's in there.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a pretty deep book. I can't wait to get my hands on it. Just let me know when it's out. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what's definitely. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? You freestyling or you reading the piece you wrote?
Well, because I've been writing on this book, I'm all freestyle.
Okay.
And I'm going to do this for Juneteenth.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This poem is dedicated to Juneteenth, and I'm going to call it The Fight Is Not Over. Today we celebrate. Today we celebrate and look upon to be free and worlds to see and upon the sky, looking at the ancestors and saying that freedom ain't free unless we fight for it, unless we unite with it, unless it becomes dissolved in us, in our mind, that we are not being blind. Happy Ancestors Day is when I say happy Juneteenth Day. On 1865, you see the world that cannot be denied, that reparations is to be a part of a new legislation. This is the time for education. Let the whole world into devastation. You see, when we come forth and not ask and demand, we got the upper hand. So in this day that we must overstand, we're coming, and we came too far. We came too far, and we know who we are. Staring at the mountain, going at the top, and it don't stop. You see, my voice is clear, and I'm spreading the knowledge like everywhere. This isn't the time to quit. This isn't the time to be like counterfeit. This is the time because the fight is not over. Oh, in the land of your composure, you see, we are one step closer. Federal holiday.
Don't you know the federal is coming to an intellectual? They are overstanding that we are not playing anymore. You will recognize the black melanated, the once educated, higher elevated. Don't you see that the tides are changing? Don't you see everything is rearranging? Don't you see what we are bringing? Now you got to do some critical thinking. Oh, this is a mind-blowing. World is showing. Happy Juneteenth, federal holiday like Dr. King. It's a natural thing of love to bring. It's like that melanated universe you once heard of. Oh, the fight is not over. And I don't count on my enemy. I count on my mind to be my own remedy. I count on my blackness to stop the madness. So we are fighting police brutality. So we are fighting for reparations. So we are fighting to know our own history, not his story. So we are fighting against oppression. Keep that in mind to make the connection. As if anything, Juneteenth are reminding that the fight is now over. When Nat Turner had to go and be free, to be a free man, to lead slaves, to say that the fight is now over. Well, Malcolm X had the teacher who taught you while you were being brainwashed by enemy, he reminded you that the fight is now over. When Dr. King said that he's not afraid of any man, had to let you know that the fight is not over. Kwame Ture let you know that the fight is not over. Don't you realize Farrakhan telling you the fight is not over? Many, Marcus Garvey, yes, Rosa Parks, Angela Davis, Black Panther Party, and they told you about Reagan. Don't you realize that the fight is now over? Oh, this is just the beginning. There ain't no way it starts to pretending. Happy Juneteenth Day. There's no delay in the words of display. We're going to be all right. Can't you see our future in the sight? Happy Juneteenth Day. Fight. No, it's just beginning. It's automatic, charismatic, the little link. Can't get us in, I'm all in. Piper and dry.
I know that's right. We're going to be all right. We are going to be all right, regardless. Man, deep peace. Very deep peace. Wow. So, yeah, I have to believe that. We are going to be just fine. You know, and we never give up the fight, ever.
Yeah.
Thank you for that piece, man.
Exactly. And so I was saying, like, I hear black people saying, like, okay, the government gave us a federal holiday like a dog visit. No. Malcolm X said that you don't rely on your enemy. If anything, that day belonged to us a long time ago. Black people mm-hmm. saw. Now, I haven't seen as many black people make a discussion about it until it became a federal holiday. You should have been celebrating it. It is not the enemy's fault. For it being a federal holiday, we should commemorate the ancestors who fought. That's what it's all about. It's about celebrating the ancestors. We get caught up in what the enemy is doing for us that we forget what the whole holiday is all about. It's just like Dr. King. A lot of people ignore Dr. King's holiday for a man who put his life on the line. So I feel like on this day, don't concentrate on what the government's doing. Concentrate on what we need to do as people and still and honor the ancestors who fought, and we have to take that fight and keep fighting for what we are owed. And that's the thing that black people sometimes get so blind about what Juneteenth is all about. They'll concentrate on your own enemy rather than concentrate on what Juneteenth is actually all about.
All right. All right now. I hear that. All right, thank you, love. I got more callers behind you coming up. I'm going to put you over in the therapist's office. Behave. Don't go taking no liquor over there. Don't think I forgot.
Hey, look, I might be hiding some,
mate. All right, you're trying to get me in trouble with State Four. All right, one love, one mic.
Hurry there, God.
All right, man. Whew. That was Mr. Automatic Charismatic with that political piece, as always. All right, we're going to open up this next mic and see who we have here. Area code 651, who do we have on the mic?
Hey, sis, what's up? This is Phyllis. How you doing?
Hi, love. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Good to hear from you. How you been?
Yes, girl, yes. I got out of Sabbath class. I'm like, they got a show. I could go.
Yes, most definitely. Well, I'm glad you came over here. Shoot, that's awesome.
It's a pleasure. Yeah. I'm glad you got this, thing going on over here, mic therapy. It's cool. I haven't been to a show on a Saturday in a long, long time because, the sunset, after sunset, I can do whatever, but, you know.
Okay.
Oh, I came.
Well, that's all right. It's always a pleasure to hear your gentle voice, love. And I'm glad you're doing well. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's a very, very gentle voice, and it's welcoming. You know, it's soothing, actually. And I look forward to hearing it, and I'm glad you called in. I really am.
Great. I'm sitting up here chilling with a bottle of Modelo. So I came in to kick it. Hey, for real, I heard your piece. And I love that piece, too. So.
Yeah.
I got a piece for you. So.
Okay.
Are you ready? I might have. This piece maybe once. I don't even remember. So here we go.
The mic is yours.
I'm not black. I'm not black. So don't call me that. Knowledge is the beginning of wisdom and then some. I'm sad because it took me so long to understand where we belong. Being labeled the derogatory names by our enemies, it drives us insane. They created these labels for you and me. Every people has a place of origin. So where can we find the lands of slaves? The land of nigger, the land of pickaninny, the land of colored, moon cricket, Negro, Afro-Americans, Black, Hispanic, Native Americans. Where is our lineage and customs? Our land, where do they get off on labeling us? We build countries for others. We kill in wars, we don't start, but in the country where we live right now, our little boys and girls get shot to death while playing innocently in the parks. I'm not black. So stop calling me that. Black is a label that thoughtless men that enslaved us. Those are the so-called crackerjacks in the 80s. You tried to kill us off with crack. But in the 90s, we came back. You call us crazy and uncivilized. Speak the truth and stop with the little white lies and drive-by alibis. So-called Africans call us a cutter, meaning we be the ancestors of cotton pickers. If we are the same, why the hell those Africans over there call us such names? I am. We are descendants of beautiful cotton pickers. We are the creators of inventions that they refuse to mention. But instead, like a thief in the night, they dream of destroying us while laying in their beds, thinking of ways to keep their so-called black enslaved dumbing us down for $15 an hour minimum wage. Better yet, they put our so-called black men in inescapable cages. I give you Juneteenth. You can celebrate that thing. Put some more pork on your plate. $60 for a t-shirt. Spend your money on these pagan holidays, you dummy. Don't you dare call us black anymore. We are a nation of people, victims of stolen identity. But we are waking up from the four corners of the earth at the last trump, a sonic boom sneaking up on us that have spoiled us, stole us, whipped us bloody and half dead. Pow, give you one to the dome, shot in the head. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood and establishes a city on iniquity. Then they look at us, Black Lives Matter, give us a couple of dollars and a little pity. America's hands are covered bright red. But the question is, are you ready for the sequel that's set for you? Because guess what? You got next. What? The cup that passed to us is going to pass to you, too. And then you're going to wish you was a nigger. You're going to wish you was a Mexican wetback coon spick pickaninny jigaboo. See, this is the brand new flavor in your ear, yeah, a brand new flavor in your ear, but you are afraid to increase your third eye so you can hear the bass. And no triple. But don't wait too long to pump up your mental. Don't get caught up in that so-called Black Lives Matter dead zone. If Black Lives Matter, why you killing your brother? See, they won't never leave us alone. See, this wicked kingdom here has got to be overthrown. See, we need to unite under one head, one body, one stand. See, we're going to go into those underground bunkers, those holes in the clefts of the rock. And you so-called blacks that are left better duck real low, because cherries swing while the missiles blow. Street shooters pointed at this harlot of lands locked and reloaded. Don't call us black no more. That's a color. My nationality is not a color in a crayon box. I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew. Different tribes, different colors of the earth, melanated skin from our birth. See, this is that real shit that you'll never get the truth from these churches. See, they preach for hire, trained biblical liars. Hitler stated that America was enslaving God's precious Jews. You got to remove yourself spiritually from this wicked, whorish land or be put to death in the wrath of our iniquity by our Father's hands. Brothers and sisters, we are not black, we are not Hispanic, we are not African, and we don't want your damn Juneteenth. We are Jacob's kids, the true Jews and Israelites. See, we don't die. We multiply as the sands of the sea. And no, we cannot continue to shake your bloody ass hands. Y'all really messed up when you stole my brother, the Native Americans' kingdom, that land. We don't want you no more. We don't want to be here with you no more. Everything you touch, you destroy. And what you can't touch, what you can't destroy, you try to deploy. But you can't kill us. You can't kill us. Because everywhere we look, it all belongs to us. Yes, we bit the bullet. We went into slavery while you all overlooked it. But guess who got next? You believe in God and he is just. What you have done to us won't go unjudged. So you can keep your damn Juneteenth, because we want rulership. And stop calling us black. Don't call us that no more. And that's that piece.
Whoa. Whoa. Talk about getting your point across. Well, all right. Not one lie told. Not one lie told. Pheromone.
Yes.
My sister. You went in. You went in on them, and you gave it to them the way it should be given. Wow.
Yes.
And
you know what's so sick about these twisted-ass people over here? Now, we know Walmart. All of us shop at Wally World, right?
Mm-hmm.
These bastards got the nerve to be selling Juneteenth T-shirts for $60.
Ooh.
It costs them less than $3 to make these shirts.
Ooh. Wow. $60?
They pimping the hell out of us, sis.
Well, we let them. A lot of us let them.
Our people got to wake up. We got to wake up.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Ooh, girl. You are right about that. Thank you so much. It was so good hearing from you. You know, stop being a stranger. No, it's an open mic here for you whenever you call. Oh, girl, please. I just told you it's an open mic here for you, but whenever. Okay?
All right.
Thank you for that amazing piece and calling in, showing love. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, sis.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, this was an awesome show. I appreciate every last one of you that called in, the ones that streamed the show, so just listening, the ones that called in to just listen, everybody that fit their wonderful pieces. You all are very unique, and I appreciate every last one of you. I want to send a shout-out to all the men, all the fathers out there. You guys are great. You are very much appreciated, even though it's not shown a lot of times. A lot of you may feel underappreciated, but know that there are people out there, especially women out there like me, that do appreciate you. I salute all of you. I think you're beautiful. I think you're outstanding. And I just want to say happy Father's Day. I'm going to try and work on giving y'all peace for tomorrow. Can't promise you nothing, but I do want to put my happy Father's Day in. You're the greatest children, along with the mothers. All right. And with that, everybody, I'm going to say I love you. I want y'all to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself inside, because that's where spirit lies. When you show that you love yourself, you're showing that you love him too. Continue to love one another, respect each other's space, continue to stay safe, because this thing out here ain't through with us. There's still some mess going on, okay? I want you to learn how to protect yourself if you don't know already. And once again, I love you guys. Good night and peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so now hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a younger, he said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence. Hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused who I'll spend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. I feel like you're the only.
So the iceberg never broke, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 Grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note,
but I know.
That red granite, don't you panic, when you make mistakes
the most,
one day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat and when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man. That iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga. Yeah, yeah. Tell me what does cry. Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will it fall. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I think positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No!
It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it.
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.